Most of the Midwest will continue to experience some net drying biased conditions as we move through this next week to week and a half. I don't expect to see widespread serious dryness issues, but we will see a firming of the soil. Topsoil moisture is already firmed up across parts of southern Illinois, parts of Missouri, and southwest and central portions of Indiana, as well as Minnesota and a small part of the Dakotas. These areas would all benefit from some improved rainfall, but before I go any further, I need to point out the fact that subsoil moisture in most of these areas is still rated quite favorably, and we can probably go through another week to 10 days, if not a little bit longer, without any significant precipitation, and crop development will continue to advance relatively well. That's with the assumption that temperatures will not rise substantially above average, and that certainly is the situation right now. We do not see any reason for temperatures to rise notably above normal, even though there's a ridge of high pressure that will be building up across parts to the U.S. plains and some neighboring western fringe areas of the Corn Belt as we get into the weekend coming up. That ridge will be with us through midweek next week before breaking down. There's a potential that some of the heat from the ridge will temporarily work its way into the western and central parts of the Corn Belt just before cooler air pushes through the region. So maybe 1 or 2 days worth of warm to hot weather may occur for a brief period of time from Iowa and Missouri into parts of Illinois, but I don't think the heat will get any further to the east, and I don't think it's going to be punishing at all for most crops. The amount of cool air coming in behind it will probably bring on an opportunity for improved rainfall as well. The near-term forecast for precipitation in the Midwest does promote some needed moisture in parts of Missouri and central and southern Illinois into southwestern Indiana and some areas of Kentucky over the next 24 hours. Some of the rainfall may be locally heavy, and we'll watch real closely for the potential for some localized flooding and maybe some hail and damaging wind in a few areas. The precipitation will be most significant from Missouri into parts of Kentucky. We'll see 3/4 of an inch to 1 inch, maybe as much as 1.5 inches in a few locations. There will also be some potential for thunderstorms to occur tomorrow across parts of Minnesota and the eastern sections of the Dakotas. So this takes care of two of the drier biased areas in the Midwest, with improved topsoil moisture in southern Illinois, southwestern Indiana, parts of Kentucky, and then, of course, the Dakotas and Minnesota. All this occurs over the next couple of days. So concern over dry pockets in the U.S. Midwest will continue to be somewhat subdued until we see a more generalized lack of precipitation across the region. We need to make sure that we keep in mind the fact that there will still be some pockets that will be firming up over time, and I don't want to make it sound like everybody's going to do really well with rainfall, because that probably won't be the case. We will see areas that will dry out over the coming week. We're just not going to see a lot of serious heat and crop stress occurring for a while. The temperature bias in the region over this next 5 to 7 days will continue to be mostly in a seasonable range on average. We'll be a little bit cooler biased for a little while in this first few days of the outlook, and then turn warmer, like I said, as we get to the middle part of next week. High temperatures should run mostly in the 80s across a fair amount of the Midwest here over the next couple of days. Some upper 70 degree readings will be possible as well, but no 90 degree readings are expected, except maybe in Kansas and western Missouri. That will take place as we move from Thursday into Friday and Saturday. Eventually, we'll see some warmer weather in the Midwest. The warmest days will be early to midweek next week, and at that time, we'll see highs certainly in the middle 80s through the lower and a few middle 90s. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner. Let's continue.